Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The pitch, a drive to left. This is high. This is deep. It is gone. William Contreras, a three-run blast. It is 8-1 Milwaukee, and the Brewers are all over Bryce Elder and the Braves here in this series finale.
The Brewers take one of three against the Braves in Atlanta, off to Cincinnati. Tonight, Brewers 360, sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop, joined by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Cotroneo. Hey, Dom.
Good morning.
All right, I'll take one of three, especially given that those first two games could have gone either way. What do we learn about the Braves and how the Brewers stand up to them?
I think they're right there with them. You know, I know that the Braves won the series, right? I'm not trying to discount that at all. They won the games, right? But the way I look at it is that 2-1-run losses, they got to your ace, you got to their ace, right? You've got both reasons to be excited. Yes, Ozzie Albies backspins a couple of baseballs that somehow got, I don't know how they got out, but hey, that's baseball, Susan. It happens like that. And then yesterday, the Brewers just kind of exercising some runners and scoring position demons of just pow, pow, pow. You want what he's having? Pow, pow, pow. And it's just out of nowhere. They get an 8-run second inning and just coasted the rest of the way. So I think that they're on very level footing. Maybe it's one step higher for the Braves by winning the series, but we'll see them again in August.
One of our all-time favorite guys, one of our all-time favorite Brewers, is pitching tonight. Brandon Woodruff is set to be on the bump against the Reds. What is a reasonable expectation for fans for Woody?
I think the Brewers are in this position of make sure Woody's ready for October. That's it. That's all that matters. Because now, yes, they have a 5-game lead, and it's not the biggest lead in the divisions out there. But when you look at what the Dodgers did last year, and I wrote about this in spring training saying, hey, they got to play possum all season long with their starting rotation, right? Clayton Kershaw had the second most innings on that team last year because Snell and Glasnow and Roki Sasaki were all injured or not performing. They were taking their time with them. So I'm expecting the Brewers to do something similar with Brandon Woodruff, saying, hey, maybe he's on an every 6th day rotation instead of every 5th day. Maybe they're going to try to find ways to give him an extra day of rest. Maybe they're going to make sure that, hey, is 5-ups, 6-ups okay for these first couple of outings and then see where he's at. They have to take it slow with Brandon Woodruff because all that really matters is what he's able to do if he's finally healthy again for October.
What's your backstop here then as we look at the bullpen situation? If Woody goes only 4 or goes only 5, you know, like how does that set us up for this next series?
I think the Brewers wouldn't be calling him up if he wasn't ready to go at least 5 in a game, right? To have him, you know, healthy enough in order to do so. He did 5-ups in his last rehab outing last week with the Timber Rattlers. But then the way I see it is that Chad Patrick throwing 3 innings yesterday saved the rest of the bullpen. And you kind of see where the game's at, right? If the Brewers are up big in that scenario, that changes the lane of relievers that you're going to use. If the Brewers are in a tight game, all right, well, it's the 6th inning, and maybe you hand the ball to, let's say, Craig Yoho. Like, all right, let's see what you got, kid, in the 6th inning, because he's been pitching well. And then you hand it to your traditional 3 horsemen of Ashby, Uribe, and McGill to close out a game.
3 horsemen. Yeah, I like it.
Exactly. So I think they're in good shape.
Cooper Pratt now has a week under his belt at the big league level. What do you like?
I love the defense. Like I said right here a week ago, I mean, 2 great plays yesterday.
Yeah, you said the glove wasn't going to disappoint.
Exactly. And I think the bat is further along than I thought it was. I mean, it's a weekend. There's so much that we can overreact to. But the speed is there. The bat to ball is there. I think the hurdle that kids like him face coming from AAA to the show, being as young as he is at 21 years old, there's just no velo in the minor leagues. There's not a Jacob Mizorowski once a week down there. The hardest guy you're facing is 95, 96, which is hard, don't get me wrong. But it's not 97, 98 in the show, right? So I think that's going to be the last hurdle of understanding velocity, understanding what these arms up here have compared to what he's been used to down in the minor leagues. And just a reminder, Bryce Terang, he struggled his rookie year. He was 23 years old his rookie year. Cooper's 2 years younger and is in his rookie year and is already signed. I mean, I'm just saying, let the kid develop. There's going to be a slow couple of weeks at some point this year. He is learning on the job right now.
Which is fine, though, really, if you think about it, given where the team is at, given what they were getting at shortstop anyway.
It's not like you're giving up a huge bat.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, and that's what Joey Ortiz has talked about. That's what Pat Murphy have talked about, saying, hey, you can't play looking over your shoulder, right? You cannot play Major League Baseball looking over your shoulder. And Joey, honestly, he's been quietly hitting the ball a lot better lately. Also, a guy who's been hitting a lot better lately, Sal Frelick's been hitting the ball better lately. So, I mean, you look at it, you can't look over your shoulder. I know I just said that. But also, at the same time, like, those guys are looking over their shoulder like, well, they just signed Cooper Brown. Well, they just signed Luis Lara. I like the big leagues. I better play better. And they both have responded and started playing better. So, I think it's a win-win for all parties.
Cincinnati Reds have done what we sort of expected them to do. They came out hot. Of course, this was before the division really got into playing one another. Mm-hmm. They're now in last place in the division, but they're not terrible. I got them at 37-39.
Yeah, somebody, you know, on this show might have sat here and said they were fraudulent in April. And
fraudulent. That's right.
Kind of tooting my own horn right now. That. Granted, they're dealing with injuries. Ellie De La Cruz is hurt. Haven't had their opening day starter Hunter Green all year long, so trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Their bullpen is not very good. Their closer is down right now, Emilio Pagan. They've got a lot wrong going on right now, but they can do one thing, and they can hit. And Sal Stewart is a Rookie of the Year candidate, their first baseman. They have got some serious pop in that order, in that bandbox that is Great American Ballpark.
All right, Brandon Woodruff on the hill for the crew tonight. Dominic Cotroneo with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, guys.
That's a 6:10 first pitch in Cincinnati.